message you're about to listen to, Moments of Transformation, is a teaching ministry of Pastor Chris Cholamini, brought to you by Petra Ministries International. God bless you as you listen.
You're welcome to Moments of Transformation. My name is Chris Cholamini. Today, I'll be sharing with you what I call You Need a Man. I read to you John Gospel chapter 5, from the 1st to the 7th verse. Bible says, after this there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, a pool which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In this lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whosoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Verse 5. A certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. Verse 6. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" Verse 7, our last verse. The sick man answered and said, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Now, this is a very beautiful story. We've used it to preach in different levels. We use it to express the dimension of God's mercy, dimension of God attending to those that have been in one position for long. We've used it to share the dimension of the anointing, where faith is not needed and God is just moving. But most importantly, is the fact that this man made a statement silently. Jesus asked him, he said, "Do you want to be made well?" The man gave a beautiful story. He said, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." And I'm praying for you today. None will take your place any longer. You will not miss your season. You will not miss your time any longer. In the name of Jesus. Now look at the passage very well. You will see this man. He was literally invalid, no doubt, but he could still move. One. Secondly, he was invalid, no doubt. He could see. He would normally sight when the pool is stirred up. He wasn't blind. But one thing was sure. Before he gets there, somebody else always come in before him. He's always been defeated all the time in the race for the miracle. And he said, "I have no man. That if I've had somebody to pick me, maybe I would have done better. If I had somebody to pick me, I wouldn't be here now." The truth of it is, we all need somebody. We all need men. God has wired life to be shared with others. From Genesis chapter 2 verse 18, God saw the vacuum in Adam and he said, "I need to make a helper suitable for him, because it's not good for him to be alone." We all need men. We all need men in different perspectives. This man had men to give him food, had men to do some other chores for him. But he had no man to pick him and put him into the pool. He must have seen men helping others possibly. He must have seen his limitation. Yet, when Jesus came, he came as a man. God has stopped coming down to address our issue as God. He comes down now to address the issue of men through men. All through the Bible days, God has always been using men to help men in things pertaining to men. He used men to solve men's problem. That's how it's been. From Abraham down to the time of our Lord Jesus till the present day, God is still using men to solve the problem of men. So it doesn't matter how well you pray, there are things that God will bring your way only through other men. Take the case of Isaac. The Bible spoke about Isaac in Genesis 26. That was one of the greatest well diggers in the Bible. Every time he dug, he always get water. But if you read the Bible very well in Genesis 26, he had servants who were graceful well diggers. It wasn't Isaac digging it. He was blessed with faithful hands. Take Jacob, was accommodated by Laban for over 20 years. Despite all the craftiness and the crookedness of Laban, he still accommodated Jacob for that long. He was privileged to give Jacob his two daughters as wives. Down to Joseph, he needed his brothers, he needed the Ishmaelites, he needed Potiphar, he needed Mrs. Potiphar, he needed the butler to fulfill his dream, his destiny. The prophecy didn't happen like a button. Some men played key roles in the activation of the prophecy God has given to Joseph. take Moses. He needed Aaron and Miriam to initiate the Exodus. He needed Aaron and Hur to lift up his hand in the battle against the Amalekite. He needed Joshua to stay down the base during the fight. As anointed as Moses was, his hands became weak. And he was privileged to go to the mount with Aaron and Hur who lifted up his hands. Take David. He needed the three peculiar hands to keep him on in battle. Take our Lord Jesus Christ. He needed the 12, the disciples. He needed the women who were functioning and sponsoring his ministry. He needed the 70, he needed the 120 who continued after his departure. We all need men. Golden question is, who are the men in your life? Are they building you up or pulling you down? Are they inspiring and provoking you to do more? Who are the men in your life? This man said, I have no man to put me in the pool. Meaning he had men to address all his other needs, but none to put him in the pool. He had fellow disabled men around him there. He had contemporaries in his trouble. And the language is, you don't need people in your trouble to solve your problem. But sometimes it's somebody better than that. Beloved, you need men. We all need men to perfect the promises God has given you. If you don't know how to relate with men, you'll be far from what God has ordained for you. If you don't know how to relate with men, you will look like somebody in the graveyard. If you don't know how to relate with men, you'll be far, far from the comforter, far from those who will counsel and give you right direction. We all need men. Don't ever say, I don't need anybody. Don't ever say, I don't need a friend. Don't say, friends have hurt me, therefore I don't need nobody. You need people. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. You need people. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 4 says, lift up your eyes around and see. They all gather. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar. Your daughters shall be nurses at your side. We all need men. We all need people to help us to fulfill what God has ordained for us. Don't forget before we go on a break that God has stopped coming down in person. The last time he came as Emmanuel. After then, he's always here with us through others. Beloved, we all need men. This is the counsel God has given me to tell you today. Who are the men in your life? Who speaks into your life? The superior, contemporaries, younger ones, counseling you. The story was said about Naaman in 2 Kings chapter 5. It was just one young lady who gave the counsel that the leprosy in the body of her master, there's a cure for it in her hometown in Israel. Just a young girl. Sometimes you don't need big people to solve your problem, but you need men. We'll go on a break, and after the break, we're going to tidy up this major issue.
This is Petra Ministries International, ordained to raise a community of committed saints who will be role models and agents of change to their society through the principles of the sound word of God. Join us for our interactive in-depth Bible study on Wednesdays from 5:30 to 7:15 p.m. and Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. at the Headquarters Church, Plot 1, Block 3, Ring Road GRE, behind Federal Inland Revenue, Adioyo, Ibadan. House of Mercy Church, Ayankoya Road, Okeado, Ibadan. Bible study on Tuesdays from 5:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. and Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. Liberty Gardens Church, Liberty Gardens, beside Mayor Blocks, Nayot Extension, Agbofieti, Ibadan. Bible study on Thursdays from 5:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. and Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. Bethlehem Church, Shepherd Hill Nursery Primary and Secondary School, Orita Mary, off Elebu, Ibadan.
Welcome back. Now, for the sake of those just joining us, we're taking a short teaching today just to provoke us today that you need somebody. You need men. We just read a beautiful story in John chapter 5 about this man that was at Pool Bethesda, and scripture made it clear that he's been there for 38 years, definitely older than Jesus. One, definitely he wasn't 38 years old. It was a problem that 38 years been there. Jesus asked him, do you want to be made well? The guy said, I have no man. If he had gotten somebody, maybe he would have left the place. But that day, the right man came. I pray for you, the right man will come your way this season. The right man that will make the prophecy God has spoken concerning your life to gain fulfillment will come your way in the name of Jesus. But I need to let you know the dynamics involved in it. We all need people. How do you attract the right person? How do you come to that level of understanding it? Hebrews chapter 13 made it clear from verse 1 and 2. Say, let brotherly love continue. Now, the language of brotherly love continue, meaning that you must learn to walk in love, learn to express love, learn to smile, learn to accommodate others, learn to assimilate others, learn to identify with others, learn to be part of a community, learn to be part of a society, be a contributor, be involved. Get involved. Don't go to church and leave the church and go home. Make a friend, wait and greet somebody. It's in relating with people that you meet the right set of person. Our emphasis in verse 2. They do not forget to entertain strangers, for some have entertained angels without knowing. Some have entertained angels without knowing. A good example you'll find is in Abraham. So learn to embrace strangers. Strangers could be dangerous, but you must learn to discern. You must learn to embrace strangers. Abraham, in Genesis 18, God had given him a covenant from chapter 12, refreshed the covenant in chapter 13, upgraded the covenant to another level in chapter 14, gave another dimension of the covenant in chapter 15. Now, Abraham had come to a level of enjoying the covenant, the promises, and no date given to when this thing will be initiated that's going to give birth to a child. But when these guys, this angel, on their way to destroy Sodom, they were going with a mandate, but Abraham discerned them. He detained them, permit my word. He gave them a transit entertainment. He fed them well himself. After feeding them, he gave a word. The rest becomes story. Now, if Abraham had missed that opportunity, he would still remain on the queue till God knows when. Beloved, you must learn to discern those carrying the perfection of your miracles. You must trust God to discern by grace those needed to perfect what God has promised you. And I'm praying for you today that the Lord will cause your spirit man to be quickened to discern those ordained to perfect what God has told you. They are men who will give the counsel, men who will give what is necessary in resources, men who will mention you where it matters, men who will speak about you before the kings. David was spoken about in his absence. Saul had mental problem. Somebody said, look, I know the son of Jesus somewhere who can address this issue without David's consent, without David lobbying, and everything happened just like that. We all need men. We all need people to push us ahead. We all need each other. Learn to invest in relationship deliberately. Invest in relationship with all you have. Bible says in Proverbs 18:24 that he that will have friends must show himself friendly. Invest in relationship. Give somebody a call. Just to say hi, take steps to visit somebody. It is in relating with people that some of the prayers you've been praying in the closet will be activated and perfected. So learn to invest in relationship, learn to discern your helpers. But most importantly, as a roundup, is that you must position yourself to be seen by your helpers. You must position yourself well. This man was by the pool Bethesda. Many of them were there, but he was the only one Jesus spotted. Rebecca was by the well. Eliezer came. Rebecca came to fetch water, and the contact became something else that sparked another lineage in Abraham's family tree. Super connection. We all need somebody. The truth of it is, that's why Jesus came. He came as a man to let us know it takes man to address the issue of man before God. Bible says we do not have a high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. This is the good news I have for you. Jesus is knocking the door of your heart. He says, you need me to come into your life. You need me. This season, the Lord is saying, if you will relate with people, the money you need will come your way. If you relate with people, the counsel you need will come your way. Yes, you have been hurt. Yes, you have been offended. But that doesn't mean you won't need to relate again. That doesn't mean you need to withdraw totally. No, come out and spread your wings again. As you are doing that, invest in others yourself. Sow the seed into others. This season will not pass you by. The right person will come your way in the name of Jesus. If you are hearing me and you've not given your life to Jesus, you've not accepted him as your Lord and Savior, would you say after me, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Give me a call with the number you're going to hear at the end of the program. And this message can also be sent to you on WhatsApp on request. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Transformation, brought to you by Petra Ministries International. For further inquiries, please call 081-2575-4907, 081-2575-4907. 4907. Email menachris@yahoo.com. See you same time next week. God bless.